This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Pan African Connect podcast. My name is Rosie Motena, aka the Afro Yiddish Princess. Just like my show, I like to connect to people from across the continent, whether we're talking about food, decor, travel, tradition, anything that is African and beautiful, we're going to talk about it. And today's podcast, we're going to be talking to Eddie Bannerman and Sidi Matlako from South Africa, who have started this amazing online food service. But first, let's listen to this. Welcome back to the show. As I said, this is Pan African Connect. This is a pre-record, so you won't be able to call through, but you can hit us up on Twitter later on. My Twitter handle is PrincessRTM, and of course, I'm on Facebook and Instagram under Rosie Motene. Before the break, I was saying that today we're going to be looking at an online food service, and on the line we have Eddie Bannerman and we have Sidi Matlako from South Africa, who have started this amazing, amazing initiative. Eddie, let's start with you. The name of the company is called Nom Nom.
That's right, Rosie.
Is that because it's
Nom Nom Nom, man. Oscar from Sesame Street. My favorite character.
Brilliant. So what is the concept?
Well, the concept is food on demand, African food, traditional African food on demand.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you've traveled Africa extensively.
Yeah.
And wherever we go, it just seems it's a struggle to find indigenous food wherever you go.
Yeah.
And looking at this delivery, food delivery service we have here in South Africa, you look at it and you've got food from all over the world, but nothing from South Africa. It just seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one afternoon, Sydney dropped by. We were going off to grab some food at the Bannister Hotel, which does African food in its basement restaurant.
Yeah.
We got there that afternoon. The chef wasn't there, so there was no African food available.
Oh,
yeah. So that's where it all began. Yeah. The two of us sat there, and within like 20, 30 minutes, we hashed a business plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sidney, what are your major signature dishes that when you look at the menu and it's like, oh yeah, I got to go for that.
Everything on my menu, because we basically try to like take all the goods of all the good meals out of all the cultures in South Africa and mix it all into one. So you've got like your pap and umbona, which is like a Xhosa pap,
yeah,
and the normal pap.
Yeah.
And then we've got like amanqina, and we've also got like maotwana, which is like also different people like that in South Africa.
Yeah. And let's in terms of the kitchen, who's actually, is it Sidney who's in the kitchen wearing his chef's outfit? I mean, who's actually preparing this?
We've got a chef, Chef William, who came from a large chain of hotels, a well-known chain of hotels throughout Africa.
Yeah.
And he's just been going to a lot of their restaurants, a lot of their hotels across Africa,
yeah,
indigenizing their restaurants.
Oh, wow.
In the hotel. And Sydney, through his contact with Martin Cobbold, he's well-renowned in South Africa and in Dubai,
yeah,
for setting up restaurants and hotels and chains such as Tasha's, etc.
Okay.
He's been involved in putting those restaurants together.
Yeah.
And Sydney hooked up with him, and I think Sydney will pick up from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after finding Martin and, in the past we've had a restaurant also before, and it was all about how do we set up the restaurant so that, the kitchen,
yeah,
so that we can actually deliver and deliver on demand and also order online,
yeah,
call in, come to pick up, and we also want to cater as well. So
yeah,
we had to like now look at a sort of what I would say then like sort of like an industrial kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where it started, and we've got Chef William that cooks for us in the kitchen. We've,
yeah,
got our cook, Bongi, who's also brilliant at cooking. And I'm just the operations guy, so I just look over the whole operations at Nom Nom Kitchen.
And, I mean, you mentioned that the food is typically South African. Are you going to be looking at branching out into other African cuisine?
Ah, you're preempting us. You've seen through our dastardly plan.
Well, the thing is, I mean, Eddie, you've Ghanaian descent, and if you look around all of our friends, and you just look at Johannesburg, it's beautiful because it's just this cosmopolitan spray of just different African cultures and everything. So, you know what I mean? It would only make sense for you to be able to branch out to any of the neighboring countries.
Indeed, and already we've been having requests from people for Ghanaian food, Nigerian food, Congolese food, etc.
Yeah.
But as you know, we've only been operational for the last month.
Yeah.
So we want to get all our systems and processes in place.
Yeah.
We also want to get a formula together. Then we're going to start branching out. We're going to start franchising in South Africa and then step over the border and take it step by step from there.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question, is that what about the franchising opportunities, you know?
No, indeed. Already, and I saw Sydney and I obviously share Twitter feeds and Facebook feeds, etc. And I've seen a lot of people asking Sydney, like, you know, for franchise opportunities already.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are going to get there. But as I said, we want to make sure we get it right first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is almost like the blueprint we're working on at the moment.
Mm. And okay, so it's online. So what is the website address?
It's www.nomnomkitchen.co.za.
Excellent. And you can order, obviously, through Mr. Delivery, or you just go to the website. And yes. You said catering purposes. Have you already established that? So if somebody wants to go into the establishment and actually sit down, is that possible?
Not yet, because at the moment, like Eddie was saying, that we want to like get the food right, get the processes right. We've got the food right now.
Yeah.
Now it's all the processes, making sure the deliveries get there on time, make sure that the service is great. And then now we can start like branching out, because the whole dream is so big, because it's like we want to be on the SAA when you fly back home, that you are eating mangena and, you know, your samp and you're enjoying a good time.
Yeah.
Instead of not having a choice, because maybe you might be on an Italian flight and they might just give you pasta in that sense, you know?
I've experienced that. But now let's talk about the ingredients that you actually use. Are you using specifically proudly South African produce, places that you're buying it from?
100%.
Yes. That's what you want to hear.
I mean, our whole value chain involves other black community projects, farms, suppliers, etc. So everything is from South Africa, and we're going very much organic. Or organic or fresh earth, as we like to call it.
Yeah.
And also, like, even our packaging is biodegradable and compostable. Mm. So we've had it's all part of our brand. We want to be fresh.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the last time we all ate food like that, we ate it at a mother's house or a grandmother's house.
Or when it's a major event, so it's like a funeral or a wedding. You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
And all those produce used are fresh produce, which has come from small farms, small scale farms, etc.
Yeah.
So we want to keep the authenticity of that.
Yeah.
So we're avoiding all the big suppliers. We're using small suppliers, one, for authenticity, and secondly, so also empower our own community.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the biodegradable containers. What are you using? I mean, how does the food arrive, first of all?
The food arrives in, it looks like styrofoam, but it's not. It's made from pulped sugar cane.
Oh, wow.
So it's the residue from the sugar cane plant, taken from the plant and then turned into paper.
Yeah.
And then the paper is then formed into the containers, biodegradable containers.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant. And okay, so basically let's punt your business. So if you want to get hold of them, it's www.nomnomkitchen.co.za. You guys are incredibly active on Facebook, which is amazing.
Indeed.
And we wish you all the best. I mean, but also, I mean, you, the two of you don't come from a cooking background.
We don't.
You know what I mean? And what I love the fact. Oh, really? So this is something I don't know.
We all cook at home, and we all like always cook, like, you know, at each other's dinners or whatever. Like, ooh, I can make that better than you. Cooking has always been there. And whenever you even go to another friend's house, we always like go cook there, or we'll bring something that we've cooked.
Yeah.
So in a way, we come from a cooking background, but we don't come from a sort of like a restaurant and, you know, that kind of background.
Yeah. But what have been your major challenges from going from your I mean, you come from a cooking background, but it hasn't been your career, you know?
Yeah.
And what have been the major challenges of moving into and venturing into this business?
I think firstly it started with trying to find the right property that we wanted to have the business at that made business sense for us.
Yeah.
And also looking at the future as well, all the stuff that's in the business plan that we want to cater for.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest challenge. That took us almost, I think, 8-9 months.
Yeah.
And that was like visiting places every day. Then came into ordering equipment. And that's when Chef MLK with Martin Cobalt came into play, because then they started helping us out with like setting up the kitchen and all of that. So the whole set up and putting together, finding supplies have also been challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got there now. So
yeah.
those are the things, you know. You think you've been working hard. No. The hard work only starts now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sweating it out in the kitchen. Beautiful. Well, hopefully by this time, in fact, it will happen this time next year. We're going to be pick up this conversation where you're going to be talking about the franchises. It's going to be branched across Africa, and it's going to become a brand that's going to be formidable in terms of online food.
Absolutely. It's going to become an authentically African brand.
Beautiful. And I love the fact that it's two guys who are doing it.
You should come round, Rosie.
I'm definitely going to. Things are changing. Thanks so much, guys, and all the best. Huh?
An absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Rosie.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers.
That was Eddie Bannerman and Sydney McLacker from South Africa, who have started this amazing online food ordering service called Nom Nom Kitchen. Of course, the email, the website address is www.nomnomkitchen.co.za. They're on Facebook. They'll be on my Facebook page, and of course, I'll be promoting that. And if you want to find out anything more about how you can get involved, or if you want to maybe talk to them about their franchising, then hit me up on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Princess RTM. I'm also on Instagram and, of course, Facebook under Rosie Modena. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. See you soon.
This is CliffCentral.com.